I don't know if there's ever been an age where we can be more distracted and more just filled up with things that are toxic. Well, let's do something about that. Brand new book by Billy Jouse. It's called Distraction Detox. Let's get into it. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
What prompted you to write this? Because this is something that's like, okay, we don't want poison in our system. And it seems like distractions are everywhere. So it's all over the place.
Yeah, the reason I wrote this book is my first book was about the external distractions. And once I got rid of all the external distractions or got control, we never get rid of external distractions, I really found myself in a place of discouragement. And I had to realize, why is that? I've freed my time up and spending more time with Jesus, but what is it? And for me, it was those emotional toxins, those thoughts that we have. And when I started evaluating those, I realized that I'm my biggest bully. I say things to myself I would never say to you or a friend or my husband or my kids, but I was saying them to myself. And that's what really sparked the idea of digging into and finding ways to overcome those toxic thoughts.
You say you're your own bully?
Yeah.
Wow. Were we that bad to ourselves?
Well, I was. When I started, I'm a list maker and a journaler. And when I started writing down, like, you know, we're told in the Bible, take your thoughts captive. And when I started taking those thoughts captive and I wrote them down, I looked back. I was telling myself, I'm not good enough. I can't serve God because I'm not important enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I bullied myself into a place of being stuck and not living out the faith that God is calling us to live out. Mm. So in that, I was bullying myself out of taking steps of faith toward where Jesus wanted me to go.
Okay. Now, detox is an acronym, right? So each letter stands for something. Can you share what those are?
Sure. When we go through the process of the detox, because throughout the book, I actually go into a detox challenge with each chapter. And in the beginning, we go through determining the toxins. What are they? What are we doing with them? How are we relating with them? How are they stopping us? Then we examine them. We really dig deep into, you know, where are they coming from and why am I so stuck in them? And then we learn to terminate the toxins, and that sends us into outlining a plan of moving forward. Because if we just sit on the couch and eat a bag of potato chips, waiting for the Lord to move in and through us, nothing's ever going to happen. We're being called into action. And so that's when we start outlining a plan. And in the X of the detox is that we execute that plan. We take that first small step of faith. We do it one day at a time, you know, leaving those fingerprints of God throughout our lives and on the lives of others.
Now, detoxing, you know, it's a process where things come out. So during that whole process, it's pretty uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's very much like any food detox or anything that you're detoxing from. You always go through struggles during it, and you've got to be prepared for that. And with this, when you're talking about emotions, you can really dig up some hurt, you know, some shame, some fears that you didn't really realize that you were putting yourself into so deeply. And it takes a little bit of mourning. It takes a little bit of, of being working through them and feeling the uncomfortable. But we don't want to get stuck there. We want to continue to move forward.
What do you think is one of the biggest distractions?
I think, you know, one of the things I did when I was researching the book, really more so trying to figure out my own, how do I get through this with the Lord? I think one of the biggest ones when I did this poll on Facebook was fear. The fear that people have, those what ifs, the worry, the deep-rooted fear that we live with every day. And I think that was one of the ones that was a bit shocking to me, because I'm a go-getter. I go get things done. I'm a doer. And it shocked me how much fear I was carrying even though I did take steps forward, I was so fearful in my spirit. I wasn't relying on God to carry me through it, to empower me to do it. So I believe fear truly is the biggest one for most of us.
Billie Jouse is the author of Distraction Detox, and she's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Billie.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.